Reading about the story of Madhavendra Puri meeting Advaitacharya from Anti Lila chapter 4, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And we heard some of the Vrindavanas Thakur is describing, already we heard some of the characteristics of his attitude and his behavior and his experience, that he couldn't, Madhavendra Puri, although he's a yati or a sannyasi, he couldn't find any sannyasis to associate with. And no matter whether yogis, sannyasis, or vairagis, no one was ever speaking about the glories of the Lord. They're all speaking simply tarka and dry arguments. He's very unhappy. He decided to live in the forest. He says, better to live there than live with all these people because they're all non-devotees. Why should I spend time here? He mata mando dhukha bhavite chintite ishvara ichaya deka advaita sahite. While Madhavendra Puri was unhappily contemplating this way, by Ishvara Icha, the will of God, he met Advaitacharya. Vishnu Bhakti Shunya Deki Sakala Samsar Advaitacharya Dukha Bhavena Apar Tadapi Advaita Singha Krishnara Kripai Drida Kari Vishnu Bhakti Vakkane Sada Nirantara Padajena Gita Bhagavat Bhakti Vakkanena Matra Grantera Jemat. That's interesting, the way the parallel construction here of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's describing the mindset and attitude and mentality. There's two people in this scene that will meet each other. Madhavendra Puri will meet Advaitacharya. And now we're hearing about the attitudes and the feelings and the disgust of Madhavendra Puri, how he is disgusted with all the people in the world, even the most elevated spiritual type people, the sannyasis and vairagis and yogis are supposed to be the spiritualists. And he himself is a vairagi, sannyasi, a yati, wandering mendicant, depending on the Lord. So he thought he could have camaraderie with them and friendship. But there was no commonality. Nothing to talk about, nothing to share. They were all simply arguing. Vedanta sutras and useless arguments for the sake of arguing. No one was glorifying Krishna or Bhakti, so he felt rather unhappy in himself. And better I go live with the animals in the forest. I don't even want to see these people. So he's moving through the world and having these thoughts of just feeling fed up and frustrated with the whole everything and everyone in the world. And now Vrindavan Das Thakur is going to take us into the life of Advaita. So what brought these two people together? What was their thinking? What was their similar line of thinking? What was their analogous attitudes? So now let's hear about Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was greatly unhappy, as was Madhavendra Puri, because he saw the entire world was devoid of Vishnu Bhakti. Still, by the mercy of Krishna, Singha Advaita, lion like Advaita, always preached Vishnu Bhakti with firm determination. Madhavendra Puri was distressed because of the absence of the association with Krishna's devotees. And on the other side, Advaita Prabhu, by the mercy of God, was forcefully preaching Vishnu Bhakti. Advaita was constantly teaching Gita and Bhagavat. He taught bhakti was a purport of these two literatures. Hine samaye Madhavendra Mahashai Advaitera grihe asi hai la udhai. At that time, Madhavendra Mahashaya arrived at the house of Advaita in Shantipur exactly during the class time of Advaitacharya, when he was enthusiastically engaged in preaching. Deki Advaita Tana Vaishnava Lakshana Pranamahaya Padi Lena Sekshana Madhavendra Puri O Advaita Kari Kole Sinchilenanga Tana Premananda Jale Anyonye Krishna Kata Rase Dhuijana Apanara Dehakaro Nahaya Smaran. As soon as Advaita saw the signs of a Vaishnava in Madhavendrapuri, he offered him pranams. And then Madhavendrapuri warmly embraced Advaita and soaked his body with tears of ecstatic love. Sinchilena Anga Premananda Jal. Advaita and Madhavendra became absorbed in Harikata, Krishna Katha Ras. And they forgot all about their bodies and lost themselves in the intoxication of the mellows of discussing Krishna Katha. Madhava Purira Prema Akatya Katana Megadarashani Murcha Hayasekshana. The ecstatic love of Madhava Puri, Madhavendra Puri, is beyond description. You lose consciousness upon seeing a cloud. Megadarashani Murcha. Madhava Megadarashana Murcha. Meg. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. He would see a cloud. Meg, Meg ho, Meg ho. His love is extraordinary. When ordinary people see a cloud, they think it may rain. The earth will become cool and our crops will grow. But when Madhavendrapuri saw the dark bluish gray color of the rain cloud, he immediately thought of Krishna, became aloof from the world and lost consciousness. Krishnanam shunile karina hunkar shaneke sahasrahai Krishna avikar. As soon as he heard the name of Krishna, he would roar loudly. Haribol. In one moment, thousands of transformations, sahasra, vikar, of Krishna, of ecstatic love for Krishna would manifest in his body. In one moment, shana sahasra vikar, satric vikar. Eight transformations, crying and trembling, changing color, hair standing on end, perspiring, and eight times, and each one 1,000 times, so 8,000 transformations, 8,000 types of crying, and 8,000 types of shivering, and 8,000 types of trembling, and 8,000 types of perspiring, choking up. Inconceivable. That's why it says his ecstatic love was extraordinary. Dekhiya tanhara Vishnu bhaktirud hai bharasukhi haila Advaita Mahashai. Advaita Mahashai was most pleased to see Vishnu bhakti, manifestation of bhakti in Madhavendrapuri. Tanra tani upadesha karila grahanna Hina Mate Madhavendra Advaita Milana. Advaita took instructions from Madhavendra. This is how Madhavendra and Advaita met. Upon seeing the full manifestation of Krishna Bhakti, Advaita immediately took mantra and shiksha from Madhavendra. The desire that Advaita nourished in his heart as a bud now had the opportunity to blossom. Many people think that one should take mantra and shiksha from a family guru, and that there is no need to consider whether the guru has Krishna Bhakti or not. Madhava Purira Aradanara Diva Sarvasva Nikshepa Kare Advaita Harishe. Then Advaita joyfully celebrated Madhavendrapuri's appearance every day of the year. So he took mantra from him, he became his disciple. And then every day on his appearance, the Madhavendrapuri Pad's Avirbhav, then he would do Aradhanam, Puripad Aradhanam. He would worship him. It's called Vyasa Puja. That's the purport. My Bhakti Siddhanta, they took mantra. The verse actually says Upadesh. They took Upadesh. Doesn't specifically say he took mantra. But generally we've heard, who do we generally hear? We hear Madhavendrapuri is a guru of Advaita and Nityananda, or Advaita and Ishwarapuri. That's a general understanding in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, I believe so. So guru means some type of mantra, more than just upadesha or shiksha. So maybe that's mentioned in Narottam Vilas or Bhakti Ratnakara or some other place. Daive se punya. Otherwise, it would be unusual for him to celebrate his Vyasa Puja because there's so many Shiksha Gurus, but we generally don't celebrate. Daive se punya titi asya melila santoshe advaita saja karita lagila. By divine arrangement, that auspicious day of Madhavendra Puripad's Vyasa Puja arrived, and Advaita happily began making arrangements for the occasion. It so happened that this whole pastime started by saying when Gauranga was staying in the home of Advaita in Shantipur, Advaita prepared to celebrate Madhavendra Puri's Vyasa Puja celebration. So then there was some flashbacking or whatever, going into something of the trials and tribulations of Madhavendra Puri and what he went through before he met Advaita and how they were so much alike in mind and heart. And so that was some preliminary introduction to the characteristics and qualities of the disciple Advaita Acharya and the guru Madhavendra Puri. And this is the standard of anyone, that they will find that their surrounding sangha is unfavorable for Krishna bhakti. They'd rather live in the forest than live among their relativities. So he was with his relatives, his related people, his sangha, his sannyas sangha. But he found that there's no sangha here because I'm a sannyasi vairagi, so obviously I can't associate with grihasthas and these type of people because the birds of a feather flock together. So I'm very unhappy. I want to go live in the forest. So any genuine devotee who is stuck in the middle of a bunch of relatives and other non-devotional people, he would rather run to the forest and live there than live amongst such non-devotees. There are some verses like that also. It's better to live in a cage with a tiger than better to live in a cage with a tiger than live with a non-devotee. Or better to be devoured by a forest fire than live to hear from Mayavadis or something. So that happy day has come. Gaurasundara, everyone's very happy. Sri Gaurasundara. Sava Parishad Sane Bharasuki Hailena Se Punya Dine. Sri Gaurasundara and associates all felt great happiness in that auspicious day. Se Titi Pujibare Acharya Gosai Jata Saja Karilena Taranta Nai. There was no end to the arrangements made by Acharya Gosai to celebrate that occasion. So he really went all out to worship his guru. And so there's all kinds of description here of who's doing what, and it's very wonderful to hear about their Vyasa Puja ceremony, because all the members of ISKCON, Gaudiya Math, and other movements, they of course worship their gurus on Guru Purnim and or on their birthdays, Vyasa Puja. This is apparently being celebrated on his birthday, but although it's not mentioned. They celebrate Madhavendra Puri's Divase, his appearance day, every year. So that means his birthday. Otherwise they would have sent Guru Purnima or something. So there's no end to the arrangements. Then Nana Dik Haite Sarja Lagila Asite Hena Nahi Jani Ke Anaye Kon Bite. Ingredients flowed in from all directions. No one knew who brought them or where they came from. Madhavendra Puri Prati Priti Sabakar Sabe Lai Lena Jata Jogya Adhikar. Everyone had love for Madhavendra Puri. They all accepted various responsibilities. This is a very dynamic sangha they had there, that everyone had love for the object of worship. So obviously if everyone is united in love for the object of worship, You can have a very unified and harmonious working of a group of individuals for the success of that festival. It says, Madhavendra Puri Prati Priti Sabhakar. Priti Sabhakar, everyone had priti for him. So then, Yogi Adhikar, everyone accepted responsibilities. Not like, oh, I have to do this. there's some function, Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja ceremony, and maybe you don't have love for Prabhupada, or you're not qualified with that yogyata, that intense attachment and oneness and feeling for Prabhupada. Oh, I had to go to Delhi and buy the flowers. Oh, I had to. So that's not priti. But here it's a very wonderful association of loving devotees all cooperating for the center, for the one activity. Ai lailena jata randa nera bhar. Ai vedi sarva vaishnavera parivar. Ai, ai, Mother Sachi, ai ki jai. Ai, ai, ai. Mother Shachi doesn't say, he says, ai, translation. Mother Shachi took the responsibility of cooking. And the wives of the Vaishnavas agreed to help her. Sarva Vaishnav Parivar. That's nice. Ladies went to the kitchen. Traditional place of the ladies. Nityananda Prabhu Vara Santosha Apar Vaishnava Pujite Lailena Adhikar. Nityananda Prabhu was unlimitedly happy. He took the responsibility of worshipping the Vaishnavas. That's nice. I guess when Balaram attended the Rajasiya sacrifice of Yudhisthira and he saw his brother worshipping all the kings, he thought, oh, I want to do that. I want to worship all the guests. So then he came back as Nityananda and got to worship all the Vaishnavas. Because all the guests were Vaishnavas and Brahmins, not Kshatriyas and fighters. No enemy parties there. A Krishna worshipped friend and foe alike. The Kauravas and Pandavas, he worshipped them all and took their shoes and washed their feet so they could enter the yagya with purified feet. Then it turned out that he was the one elected to be worshipped. The shoe boy was elected to be the Rajasuya. King, the emperor of the world, the most honorable person, in the assembly, rather. Keha bale ami sava gashiva chandan, keha bale mala ami kariba grantan. Someone said, I will grind whatever sandalwood paste is required. Another one said, I will make flower garlands. Keha bale, jala ani bhare mora bhar. Keha bale, mora daya stana Upaskar. I will bring the water. Another person said, my duty will be to clean the place and sweep. Hena bale, muni jata vaishnav charan, morabhara sakala kariba prakshalan. I will wash the feet of all the arriving Vaishnavas. Kea bhande pataka, chandoya kea thane, kea bhandarera dravya deya kea ane. Someone prepared flags, someone put up a canopy, someone brought the ingredients to the storeroom, and someone distributed them. Kata jane lagila karite sankirtan, anande karina nirtya ara kata jan. Some devotees began kirtan and some danced in ecstasy. So these are all different sevas. Yogi Adhikar. So the dancing in a festival is also a seva. Singing kirtan is also a seva. Making garlands is also a seva. All these are all limbs and parts and parcels of an utsav. Kirtan, food, cooking, food, kirtan, festival, festivities, festoons and flags, and honoring the Vaishnavas with garlands and chandan paste, sandalwood paste, and washing their feet. These are all the elements. What's being told here is the elements of a festival. Arakata jana hari. Balaye kirtan shank ghanta bhaja jena arokata jan. Some devotees chanted the name of Hari in the kirtan while some blew conch shells and some rang bells. Kata jana kari titi pujibari kariya. Some of them engaged in preparing ingredients for worship and someone took the role as the head bhajari. Titi pujara acharya. E mata parananda rase bhaktagan Sabe karena karya jara jena man. Absorbed in the mellows of transcendental happiness, all the devotees engage in various activities according to their desires. As Prabhupada often said, devotional service is voluntary, according to desires. Jainaman. Karya jara jainaman. They expressed their minds, what they thought, what offering they thought to offer, they presented and was integrated into the festival and enhanced the rasa. Bhaktagan, parananda ras. The ras, that blissful taste of love in worshipping the Lord and his devotees, increased in the association of the devotees, the bhaktagan. And everyone was contributing their offering of their mind and hearts. Various devotees displayed their skill in the worship of Madhavendra Puri during the grand festival at Waita and Gaur's meeting. If anyone reads this description of this festival, they understand that this festival is not meant for sense gratification, like ordinary karmi festivals. Kao pyo leya deya arahari dhwani iha bhai chaturdige ara nahi shuni. Nothing could be heard in the four directions other than the name Hari, 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 and the instructions to eat, drink, take, or give. So now it's that time. Everyone was honoring prasadam. So between bites, or Hari, 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 Hari. Oh, take some prasad. Oh, drink this. Oh, give me some halav. Oh, take this. Instructions to eat. Cow. Prasad cow. Leya, prasad leya. Deya, 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 prasad deya. Mahaprasad deya, give me prasad. Leya, take prasad. Cow, eat prasad. Chaturdige. That's nice. In all four directions, everyone's eating. And chanting, Hari, Hari. Shank, now what happens after the eating? Shanka ganta mridanga mandira karatal sankirtana sange dhwani bhajaye vishal. The sound of the sankirtan accompanied by conch shells, bells, mridangas, and mandiras and karatals was tumultuous. So after a big feast, there's usually a big kirtan. Paid seva is a very paid bolonanda seva. It's supposed to be paid bolonande bhajarada govinde. Pait bholo anande, bhajarada govinde. Bhole means you're full, your belly is full. Now you worship Radha and Krishna. The best kirtans we ever had in the West were after the Sunday feast, after all the guests left. The 8 o'clock at night kirtan. I mean, unbelievable, unforgettable kirtans in L.A. Tamil, Agni Dev and Vatsala and this one, that one. Jaya Sachi, this devotee Jaya Sachi and all these great devotees. And the feast is four, the lecture four, and then five, artig, this, that, feast, and preaching to the guests, and they all go home. And then all the devotees meet in the temple and have kirtan. Vishnujan was there. I was there in 75. Vishnujan was also there. I was there. I saw and heard his kirtan. The bus was parked outside. Radha Damodar bus, trying to catch the sankirtan devotees, trying to catch me and some other devotees. Steal us from the temple. They were doing that. So then the devotees had huge prasadam, 6-8 cups of sweet rice, halva up to your neck, and pakoras and kofta balls and puris and buttermilk nectar and cheese sabjis and you name it, everything. Peanut butter burfi with walnuts. I mean, and then blueberry halva. With pecans. Really unbelievable, incredible Devalok Mahaprasad. And then we have these kirtans. Because it was like Shiva Sangam, only the insiders, the inside crowd. So this is what we hear being described. This is a Shantipura Maha Maha Rasa Kirtan after everyone's eaten up to the next Akantapudiya. Now they're dancing. Paranande kaharo nahika bhaya jan advaita bhavan haila sri vaikunta dham. In their transcendental ecstasy, no one displayed external consciousness. That's a fact. If anyone's actually been in a real kirtan, they lose all consciousness of this world. They just go wild. People just embracing and yelling and shouting and jumping and laughing. It's just like, go wild. See, and then people come, karmis see, they sometimes the devotees go wild on the streets. They get lost in the Harinam and they're just with themselves. And people, what, these guys are going crazy. Rath Yatra sometimes. I mean, I'm a little bit in the, you know, sunset years program, you know, rocking chair program these days. But I can, you know, when I was a kid, you know, it's like some grandfather. So. But I yearn for the days of Kartik. We get the right elements. There's certain elements that are required for proper Sankirtan. Enthusiastic devotees, not deadbeat, you know, size 12-foot people. With lead bellies inside, size triple E, 12, size 12 inch feet with triple E width. Can't lift their feet and can't dance. But mridangas and conch shells and bells and madiras and kartals, tumultuous. Not ching, ching, ching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's why if you don't have a lot of manpower, then you have to have a lot of amplifier power. What happened? What was else to happen? Everyone was dancing in ecstasy, and the whole abode became transformed in Vaikuntha. Apane Shri Gora Chandra Parama Santosh Sabharera Sajadeki Bulena Harishe. Shri Gora Chandra personally wandered about checking the arrangements with great satisfaction. And we'll hear more about what he saw as he wandered about the house of Advaita Acharya. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.